This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. The next story is posted by Reddit user Tio Sosta. The title of the story is The Lies We Tell Ourselves. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
We used to be right for one another. We used to be a rock for each other. But as things goes, we grew apart. I sort of grew up while he didn't. Freshman year of high school is where I met Jeff. I was a sort of the chubby girl that someone wouldn't even bat an eye for, let alone give the time of their day. I was kind of nerdy. But then again, what girl wasn't back then? And Jeff and I had the same interest in a lot of things. So, he and I grew close and eventually he asked me to be his girlfriend, and I gladly accepted him. Then I started working out. I went to the gym. I went to yoga. I went to kickboxing. I went to a lot of fitness classes offered by gyms. I weigh 190 pounds at 5'4", and by the time high school was finished I weighed about 120 and was fit and tight in all the right places. I had abs and muscles and my thighs looked oh so fucking good. I was also pleasantly surprised to find out that I kept my tits and ass. They're nice and perky, like the nipples just point straight and there's barely any sag at all. My ass is also quite voluptuous and plump. Jeff didn't even slap my ass when we had sex. I had to do it myself. But Jeff didn't change. He wasn't fat, but he ate unhealthily. He has a gut, he has a bit of arm flap, and he has a sort of second chin. When we first slept together, on his 18th birthday and I'm older by a couple of months, it was heart-thumpingly magical. Of course, it was our first time, but I gladly gave my virginity to him. He lasted 5 minutes, and I didn't even orgasm. I had to go home and finish myself off. The first lie I told myself would be that he'll get better at it. Because after that my appetite grew. When we went to college, we went on the same one. By the way, we stayed together. And I went for accounting while he went for marketing. In those 2 years, I partied and hung out with college friends, while Jeff stayed in his place and studied. In those 2 years, I'm loyal to him, but I can't refute the fact that my eyes were all over these hot guys. We both moved in together, into a different city, and miraculously we even got into the same company. Jeff was ecstatic because not only does he has a girlfriend, he also has a work girlfriend. He's over the moon. By this time his physique didn't change. I kept a strict routine on myself, and I managed to keep my weight. Although admittedly I faltered during college and went into the 130 seconds. Jeff only got bigger. The sex didn't change. His dick was an alright length when we were 18, at 6 inches. But when we were 18 he was also at 190 pounds, and at 5'7", and his gut was barely noticeable. Now that he's 20 and at 230 pounds, the gut is there and it made his dick, well, smaller because of the added fat on his crotch. He still lasted 5 minutes 8 minutes, and I still had to finish myself off. Well, Jeff has this really hot co-worker named Troy. He looks like a fucking model, and he's about 24 years old if I'm hearing correctly. He's standing at a commanding 6 feet of pure testosterone, and he has a nice, chiseled jaw. His hair is always styled in a short quiff. His work clothes are barely containing his wide chest and thick arms. And he has a smile that can melt a heart. But Troy is also a complete and utter asshole, and most men in his department hate him. The women, however, lust after him. Troy is also incredibly smart, and his work ethic is really unlike the persona he tells the world, which is quite surprising. I found him a little bit too much of an asshole for my liking. We're living together, Jeff and I, and for someone at the cusp of their adulthood, Jeff didn't seem to understand the needs and wants of a woman. We're 20 years old now. We're literally at the prime of adulthood, and Jeff only wants to stay home and play video games, read comic books, or hang out with his high school buddies and play Dungeons and Dragons. Now, I like those things. I really do, and sometimes I join him, but my God, he barely touches me. You would think having a hot-ass girlfriend, with big perky tits, a tight, plump ass, and thick lips who's into the same thing as you would spell a night where we're constantly at each other's lips. But, to his credit, he does take good care of me. He takes me on dates once a week, he holds my hand, and we cuddle. There are a lot of shining moments in our 5-year relationship that shows me the reason why I stayed with him. He listens and he's easy to talk to. He's agreeable and we barely fight. And he has this way with words that makes me feel like I'm his top priority. But the sex, ugh, is so utterly lacking. Since our first time my appetite for it only grew, and every time I hear him groan and he comes. Then he rolls over to his back and he goes to sleep. I'm so fucking enraged that I didn't get mine. He doesn't even go down on me. He finds the idea gross, but he expects me to blow him too. But no, he barely touches me. I've had guys undress me with their eyes. I've literally had to tell someone that my eyes are up north more than once during a conversation. Here is a guy that has a free pass to all of this, but he doesn't even use it. Once a month we have sex. Once a fucking month. It's not by my choice either. He really only needs me to have sex with him once a month. This brings me to current events. Troy and Jeff are paired off to work on some projects. Now Troy has a really good work ethic. I've mentioned this before. But his assholery and douchebagginess seem to take precedence. He slacks off and he jeers and teases Jeff. Troy knows that Jeff and I are together. But he's a bit respectful enough to not poke fun that a smoking hot 10 is with a 5. Well, one night I find him sulking on his desk with the laptop open. Babe, what's wrong? Jeff raised his head up and looked at me. He looks so worn out and exhausted. I might have to do this project by myself, he said with such a defeated tone. I fixed him up a cup of honey ginger lemon tea, and he gave me such a gentle smile. Is Troy not pulling his weight? I asked. What the fuck is wrong with him? I don't know. But whenever we have a meeting he just jeers and laughs and makes fun of me. He groaned as he took a sip of his tea. I mean, this project depends on the two of us, so why is he slacking off like he's not going to get any disciplinary actions from it? Troy might have some ace in his sleeve. He's a really hard worker, and he knows how to market anything, while Jeff sometimes struggles to be creative. Troy might be playing at the idea that he can carry the entire project by himself, submit it as his work alone, and get my boyfriend fired for doing so. I'll go talk to the bastard. I told him, don't you worry, baby. You will. Thanks, Jill, you're the best. The next day I stomped my way towards the marketing department and found him in his little cubicle. What am I say? I have a little cubicle too, bouncing a tennis ball against the partition, and he looked at me with a smile that greatly accompanied his striking blue eyes. He's sitting on his chair, leaning all the way back. Jill, to what do I owe this pleasure? He said with a boasting high tone. Yeah, can it jerkface? Why are you making Jeff do all the work? He sat up and regarded me fully. Who said he's doing all the work? I'll take credit for the whole damn thing. I don't need his fat ass weighing me down. I approached him, although I'm a little callous at this point. Look, he needs this all right. You're going to work with him, and you're going to do it well. You understand? Then he wore a grin, a somewhat uncomfortable grin. Oh, why the fuck should I? I'm on top of my game here. Why the fuck should I give him credit when I can do it by myself? What the fuck is in it for me? Name your price, I said as I fold my arms over my chest. He leaned back on his chair and looked me up and down. You, he said, I want you. I took a step back. What the fuck are you on about? What the hell do you mean by that? I want you, Jill, all right. One night, I'll let you know where, but it has to be tomorrow. Agree to this and I'll work with Jeff, even though he's not that very good at this. I'm doing this for Jeff. I'm doing this so he can succeed. Fine, tomorrow. It's my day off anyway, so I might as well. Oh, what a coincidence. It's my day off too. He gave me a slip of paper with his number, and I gave him mine. Fucking asshole, I muttered. I might as well get this over with, and maybe Jeff will get his self-confidence back. I sat on the couch while scrolling on my phone. I got a text from Troy with the address to a hotel near work. I sighed and just said K and locked my phone. If I'm being honest, I'm a little excited. Jeff has been the first one, and with him being the way he is, it's leaving me with some desires and some want. Is he the best I can do? I worked my ass off to make myself physically desirable, but Jeff couldn't even make the same effort. Jeff came home with such a smile on his face. I usually get off at around 3 p.m., since I work 7-3, and he gets off at around 5 since he works 9-5 p.m. Troy and I had a meeting, and he's finally playing ball. Oh my god, this is going to be great. Oh yeah, wonderful news. He sat across from me. So what did you tell him? How did you get him to agree? Oh, I didn't even get to see him. I was so busy today that I forgot all about it. He then placed his hands on my knee. Well, it worked out. Someone said something to him and he came to my cubicle and hashed it out with me. I got some work to do. He's finally letting me work with him. Morning came and I'm filled with both self-hate and excitement. Self-hate because I'm about to betray someone I've loved for the past 5 years. And excitement because, well, I'm doing something, not like me. I've been the goody-two-shoes kind of girl since elementary school, always following rules and regulations. I was even hall monitor in sophomore year for crying out loud. But the hotel is a bit grander than I thought. I see it whenever I pass work to go home, and I always wondered what it looked like inside. I got a text from him at an extremely early time, like 1 a.m., telling me to ask for room 210. So, the clerk handed me a keycard and I got into the elevator. The mirrored walls offered me a chance to fix myself up. I didn't go all out or anything. Just a simple white blouse with a black blazer on, a knee-length white skirt, and black heels. My long blonde hair is curled at the end, and I fixed up my makeup. I applied a little more makeup on my lips, and I even did the whole boob fix maneuver. I noticed my eyes, my bright blue eyes, are looking so alive right now. Like, this excitement that beats through my heart is making my eyes lively. Jill, you can do this, I told myself. Fuck, I know I can do this. It's just sex, nothing serious. I stood in front of room 210 and knocked like a dumbass. And then I realized I have a keycard and slid it into the slot and opened the door. Troy is already there, wearing whatever he wore from work and fixing up a glass of champagne. It's early, I said when he offered me a glass, and I don't drink much. He shrugged as he downed both glasses. You look really beautiful, Jill, he remarked as he gave a nod at my general area. Like really beautiful. I'm surprised you're with someone like him. Shove it, I told him. Let's get this over with, and no blackmail bullshit. All right. What do you take me for, Jill? Come on. He laughed. Of course, I wouldn't do that. You're an asshole, Troy, and you're going to do asshole shit. He smiled at me. Somehow, I knew he'll do what's right and not hold this over my head. He went over to the bed and pat the seat next to him. I sighed in disgust, a mask of course, and threw my purse over at the table and sat next to him. Well, he started by working his hand to the back of my neck and gently pulling me into him. His lips wrapped around mine, and he kissed me in ways I didn't know were real. I've seen it in porn. I used it to get myself off on nights after making love to Jeff. But the way Troy did it was so loving and tender that I forgot myself for a minute. I returned the kiss in force, though, and when we separated, he gently laughed. You don't have a lot of experience with kissing, he commented. We're going to fix that for you. I just looked at him with a dreamy visage while he took me back to his lips. I felt myself being overtaken, and frankly, he's already got me wet if I'm being honest. Not a lot to say. He said when we stopped, oh, that's okay baby. I prefer if you like to talk during this but being quiet is just as good. Don't call me baby, I snarkily replied, and he just gave me that smile. That smile that's chiseling through my heart. He's an asshole. I had to keep reminding myself that. I also have to keep reminding myself that I'm in a committed relationship with Jeff. But the way this guy is working his way through my defenses, it's so liberating, almost. When his hand went over to cup my breast, I let him. I even took off my blazer so he can have a better go at it. How's my breath? He continued. Shut the fuck up, I told him, and we just continued for a few more minutes. I didn't realize how much I was missing in my relationship. Sure, Jeff and I have our intimate time, but I'm guessing I'm putting more into the relationship than Jeff does. Because the moment we started kissing, I fucking melted into his hands. I was going to put up a strong front. I still am. But deep inside me, things are changing. Things are changing for the better, and for the worse. And I can tell it's going to cause some pains. After a good 10 minutes of us kissing, dear God, how neglected did I feel that I kissed this motherfucker for 10 minutes. He kind of pushed me away, and held me at arm's length. Wow, see you learned how to kiss well after all. He grinned, is your boyfriend even taking care of you? Shut the fuck up. I snarled at him and he, all of a sudden, spun me around and then pulled me in close. His fingers worked fast as he unbuttoned my blouse, fully revealing my white bra. He grabbed and tugged at it until he freed my tits, and his rough hands pinched my nipples roughly. How does a guy like that land a hottie like you? Huh, look at these tits. What's worse, is how does a guy like that keep you so hungry for this? He's not taking very good care of you, is he? I told you to shut up. I barked at him. Let's just get this over with so I can go home. You're probably some two-pump chump motherfucker, and I'll probably have to finish myself when I get home. He grew silent, but his hands did his talking. He pulled and pinched, he squeezed and groped, and I couldn't help but utter some moans and cries of pleasure. He sniffed and smelled me. His face is right behind my neck, and I could feel some hardness growing behind me. How does a gorgeous asshole like you stay single? You probably got a 2-inch baby cock down there, huh? I teased. He kept silent. Uncomfortably so because he's usually a chatty son of a bitch. Can't please the ladies. Are you on the pill? He dared to ask and immediately I twisted my torso to look at him. If you think you're going to come inside me, you're out of your goddamn mind, I growled at him. And yes, I'm on the pill. Jeff's pull-out game is fucking weak, and I'm too young to have kids. He grabbed my shoulders and turned me around again and held me close. The way he's holding me is so much warmer than how Jeff does it. He roughly pressed and pulled at my nipples, and he kept squeezing and kneading my breast. Such naughty tits you have too. If I'm in Jeff's shoes, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off of them. I just grunted at him, trying my best not to show that I'm enjoying this. What am I saying? I'm enjoying another man's touch. Dear God, what depravity have my morals reached? Wait, I'm doing this for Jeff. This is his fault. If he was more assertive, more confident, this wouldn't have happened. Yes, this is all for him. Jill, you're doing this so your boyfriend can succeed. Remember that, girl, remember that. When he finally had enough of groping me, he stood before me. I'm sitting there, a little winded from all the efforts I'm putting in just to not moan loudly for him. I let a little bit out, but not a full-blown moan. I hear the jingle of his belt buckle as it hit the floor. I hear the ruffling of fabrics. I looked up to see his bare chest, so thick and muscled. His abs are a work of art. How ripped and shredded his entire belly is. I couldn't help but reach for it and run my finger through every dip and indentation. Dear God, an anus is standing right in front of me. He even has the V-shape where his inguinal canal is. I can tell that you like what you see, he said as he brushed the stray hair from my face to behind my ears. Go on. Do whatever it is you want to do. I looked up at him, how he's looking at me eagerly. So, I started kissing each abdominal muscle individually. They're slightly salty from his sweat, but I made my way up to his clean-shaven chest and kissed each pectoral muscle. We started kissing again, and I felt his hands work my blouse and blazer off from me and free my breast from my bra. He then gently pushed me down to my knees. Immediately, I know what's going to happen, and I'm still under the notion that his prick is thumb-sized at best. I mean, his damn near romantic gesture and foreplay must make up for his lack of length and girth, right? Wrong. When he unzipped his work pants and undid his button, I reached in to find a huge mass of meat waiting for me. I took it out, gently, and held before me what could possibly be the largest dick I've ever seen, both in porn and pictures alike. I swallowed hard. My hand could barely wrap around its throbbing girth, and I could see his veins running up towards the thick head that resembles a dull arrow. Oh God, I whispered to myself. Oh my fucking God. The reason why I'm still single, if you're being curious, is that not a lot of girls can handle this. I looked at him and sneered. I'm slightly afraid that this is going to hurt me, but I'm more excited at the fact that this is a new experience for me. I took my tongue out and licked at the head, savoring the salty taste. I took a shower before, if you're curious, he added, but I hardly heard him as I'm too focused on what's currently in my hand. I had to wrap my other hand over just to properly jerk him off. Then I remembered to spit on them. So I did that. I opened my mouth as wide as I can and took the head into it while gently cradling it with my tongue. It fits, miraculously it fits, but it filled me up so much that I'm afraid it's going to hurt me. Slowly he pushed it inside my mouth, and I gladly let him. And eventually, I'm sucking and slobbering all over his cock. Oh, shit, you're a good one, he groaned as he sat down. I followed him and held onto his massive dick while I licked it up and down. 11 inches. By the way, he commented, and no, I don't know how thick it is, but it looks like it's thick enough. I'm staying quiet, studying him, and trying to figure out the best course of action, because I know once I start talking it's all over. I spat at the head and worked the fluids down and spread it all over his cock. I sucked and licked his balls, and I even mashed it all over my cheeks and lips. I'm doing all the things I wished I did for Jeff if he was just a bit more fit and just a bit more sexually daring. But no. He doesn't want to try new things. Stand up. I'm not a selfish guy, he said, and I stood up for him. He slowly lifts my skirt up to reveal my thong, and he smiled once he spied the insides of my thigh soaked with my fluids. I looked away when his eyes came up. Don't be shy. Darling, he cooed softly, and I just sighed. He sat me down and pushed me to my back. Then he spreads my leg and pulled my panties aside. He took a big whiff of me and licked his lips. I'm going to enjoy this, he said as he dove right in. I immediately came. I don't know if it's the excitement. I don't know if it's because it's my first time having someone else touch me down there. Or maybe it's because of the thought of his thick cock pushing into my pussy. But I came hard. His tongue darted in and out while his thumb and index finger rubbed and turned my clit like it's some dial. He moaned while he ate me out, and the sound of him slobbering and sucking me has gotten my engines fired up. Shit, keep eating me. Fuck, that feels so good. Holy shit, came my unfiltered words. By this point, all of my pretenses are gone. I'm just going to enjoy this. I came again when his lips wrapped around my clit, and he sucked on it. Then his fingers went inside of my pussy. and the pads of his fingers rubbed up and down the roof. Holy shit, this feels so fucking good and I'm starting to go crazy. I've never been eaten out before, and if this is what it feels like, then I'm going to want it more and more. Please, please fuck me, I begged, and he just smiled at me. Oh no, Jill, that is it for now, he said, and immediately I'm filled with rage. What? I screamed at him and he just laughed. What the fuck? Always leave them wanting for more. That's the marketing way, he said with a shrug. How dare he? How fucking dare he? He got dressed, he got his beautiful clothes on, and he handed me mine. He gave me a wink, and then he left the hotel. Son of a bitch. For the next couple of months, I acted as normally as I can. Jeff and Troy finished their project and they were met with bonuses and accolades. Of course, Jeff is happy that his first project was a success. But when I looked it all over, I could see Troy's work in almost every part of it. He practically did the entire thing. I remarked to myself, he probably just let Jeff do enough to make him feel better. But Troy really does work better by himself. To Troy's credit, he never let anyone know about that day. He acted the same, even with me. But months have passed, and I haven't forgiven him for what he did. How could he parade his cock at me, let me suck it and lick it and gargle his fucking balls, and not fuck me? I'm furious, and for some reason, I'm taking it out on Jeff. We started fighting. We started arguing about the little things that he does. Whenever he goes out for D&D nights, I get mad at him. Whenever he spends more than a few hours on video games, I let him hear it. It's like all the things that he does now is starting to really dig at me. All the little things he does that used to not annoy me not annoys and grates me. The nights where we have sex, the once a month night, I just lay there and he does his thing. I used to want to give him a blowjob, but after tasting that mammoth in my mouth, his below average dick is just meh. I used to rub and tug it, but now I just tell him to whip it out. But he goes through the motion and he finishes, this time in 2 fucking minutes. You're the best, he sighed in satisfaction. Whoop de fucking do. A week passed and Jeff mentions that Troy has been passive-aggressive with him. Troy would sometimes accidentally spill his coffee on Jeff or take his printouts from the printer. He would take his mouse or disconnect the keyboard from the computer. Jeff knows it's Troy because Troy doesn't try to hide it. I'll talk to him, tell him to back the fuck off, I told him. You will. Thanks, babe, you're the best, he said as he gave me a tight hug. Lay off him, I said to Troy, who spins on his chair to face me. Jill, so glad to see you. Well, what's in it for me? He smiled wickedly, and I just tapped my foot on the ground impatiently. I get off at 3, I said, same place. He smiled at me as he clicked his pen. We didn't even make it past the threshold of the room and were already at each other's mouths. He tossed his jacket against the couch and my blazer followed soon after. I've been thinking about this for months, he groaned as he bit my lip. I was waiting for you to make a move. Motherfucker, you should have said something, I moaned as I climbed onto him. How am I supposed to know that? He carried me over to the bed and sat down with me straddling him. I hurriedly took off my top and threw my bra on the ground. He grabbed my tits and sucked on them. I miss these, he said as he bit my nipple, causing me to scream. Oh mama, they're beautiful. His cock is pressing hard against my crotch. Oh god, how I want it. I pushed him down onto his back and clawed at his chest. I reached down and undid his buckle, but the pants are way too tight for me to do. He did it, though. He bridged his hips and slid his work pants off him until only his boxer remains. Then I reached into it and pinched that big dick head of his. He moaned at me while I smiled and slowly took it out. I can never get used to seeing it, I whispered against his cheeks while I jerked him off. When was the last time you jerked off? A week ago, he shuddered. Oh, so there's a lot in there for me, right? I giggled and he just looked at me and brought my head in close to kiss him again. All for me. I slid down off the bed and he sat up with his dick soon following him. Like before, I kneeled between his legs and sucked on that massive cock of his. Oh, I miss this. I miss this very much. How it stretches my mouth, how it makes me gag and choke, and how it tastes so good. I fucking missed it. I took him as much as I can down my throat and he yelped and groaned in surprise. Oh fuck, you're too. Goddamn, you're too good at this, he groaned loudly. I'm not sure what he's talking about. It's not like I've been practicing on a dildo of a similar size and girth ever since the first time, trying my best to get it down my throat. No, definitely not. I'm gonna. Oh shit, fuck, he groaned, and I felt his cock tense up a bit. Then, I stood up. Hey, what the hell? He shouted at me. I got my blouse on. I threw him his shirt, and I blew him a kiss. Gota, leave you wanting more, right? I snickered and I left the room soon after. I hear a defeated laugh as soon as the door closed. Troy and I kept a sort of flirty relationship. not disgustingly flirty, but when we're together by chance he would gently touch my elbow, and I would softly touch his thigh. We kept under wraps, though, so no one would be the wiser. If Jeff couldn't make time for me, I would let Troy know and he would take me on dates under the guise that I'm visiting my parents or other relatives. If Jeff couldn't join me for lunch breaks, I would go out and Troy would join me. Sometimes we get a little handsy with each other, but we didn't take this too far. But one day he uncharacteristically came over to the accounting department and into my little cubicle. "Hey, we gotta talk," he said as he pulls up a chair. "Motherfucker, did you even make sure there's no one around?" I snarled at him. "What if Jeff finds out?" "Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. I'm just going to let you know that I'm leaving. I got a better job offer at another company, and they're paying me a bit more money than here for less work. So, you don't have to worry about your pudgy little boyfriend finding out about us." I'm sad. I am sad and frustrated at the same time, but I can't let him find that. "No, as far as Troy knows, I'm still in love with Jeff." "Well, good. That means Jeff doesn't have to put up with your bullshit." He gave me a sad little smile and then tapped my knees. "Well, tomorrow is my last day. I'm going to have a party over at Susie's Bar and Grill. You and Jeff are more than welcome to join, but I doubt there's going to be a bunch of people there." He stood up and left. I'll admit that for the rest of the day, into the night, and even into the next day, I couldn't focus. My mind is wandering around. Before I knew it, 3 p.m. hits, and I'm off to go home, doing the bare minimum of work. When Jeff came, he was all smiles. "Troy's leaving. Troy's leaving." He came up to me and tugged at my hand. "Hey babe, did you hear? Troy's leaving." "Yeah, yeah, I know." "Hey, Jeff, listen, some of the girls and I are going to go to his farewell party. You should come too." He scoffed. "Why would I go to that douchebag's party? He's done nothing but make fun of me, taunt and tease me, and he made working with him a total nightmare. Our first project together, he barely helped at all. I had to do a lot of the things. I remembered that project and part of me wanted to call him out on that."
You have one unheard message.
"Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
How a lot of the things were Troy's work. Jeff probably fudged some of the numbers or was sloppy in his presentation and Troy had to fix it around. Why can't you just shut the hell up and go to a party? For once, go to a goddamn party with me. It's not going to kill you to send the guy off. No, I'm not going and that's that. You can go if you want, but I'm going to go over to my friends and do what I love doing. In fact, I'm going to celebrate him finally leaving. What he loves doing. He loves me. Why can't he just do the things I want to do for once? I went to our room and got myself ready. I wore a short, sleeveless, thigh-length dress with a plunging neckline. I haven't worn this since I was 18 and I'm amazed that it still fits. Sure, the chest area is a bit tighter, but that just tells me my breast has gotten bigger. Frankly, the chest area being tight allowed it to push my breasts closer to each other, making them look so good. I hear the door slam and then the sound of his engine. I leaned on the sink and stared at myself. Is Jeff really the guy I want to spend the rest of my life with? I asked myself aloud, is he? It's a small party, and I lied about the girls' part. There are no girls. Most of the accounting staff are older guys who sneer and look at me like I've no idea what I'm doing. By the time I arrived, there were only two left and they were already on their way out. So it was just Troy and me by the time 9 p.m. rolls around. He bought me some shots, which I gladly took, and he and I talked in great length. He tells me that the new company is actually looking for more accountants if I'm interested, and I told him I'll think about it. Then 10 p.m. rolls around and I'm watching my phone, watching and waiting for Jeff to text me, to ask me where I'm at or if I'm at home. 10:30 p.m. hits and there's nothing, not a peep from him. He must love his friends more than he does me. So Troy and I headed out and I went into his car. We drove over to our usual spot and went into the bar section and drank a couple of more shots. Then we got a room and headed up. Like before, we're already at each other's lips before we even reached our door. When we closed the door behind us, he's already undressing me and got my tits out and my dress bunched up to my midsection. "Don't fuck up my dress," I tell him, and so he gently slid it down and then hugged my ass onto his face. He took a big whiff of me and chuckled softly. "I love that smell," he said, and he started kissing my crotch. "Jill, thanks for being here." "Anytime, sweetie," I gasped as I feel him spread my legs apart. "No, come up here. I'm not done with your lips yet." "Trouble with Jeff," he poked. "You know, sometimes he bitches to me about you." "Well, that got my attention." "Does he now? What is this spilling?" "He's saying you've changed, that you're not the same girl he fell in love with. He's saying that he's always liked you when you were younger and fatter from what he says, and that when you lost all of your weight and got fit, that it changed you." "Of course, it changed me. And if he was a little more like you, then I wouldn't be here," I confessed. "What do you mean by that, by a little more like me?" "I changed, but he hasn't. If he took care of his appearance more, if he went to the gym with me from time to time, if he actually fucking tries in bed, then I'd still want to be with him. But as it stands, well, I'm here with you." His smile almost went from ear to ear. "You're not saying you're going to leave him for me, are you?" "I'm considering it," is what my answer is. Now I thought these lips are meant for kissing. He leads me over to the bed where he lays, sits me down on his lap. We kiss gently and passionately, and damn did I miss that. Jeff doesn't kiss me as he does, and I realized that a sexual component is something I desperately needed. And Jeff doesn't deliver. I hear some chime coming from my phone, which I ignored. Then the caller ID started popping up and, of course, it's him. I pressed a finger against Troy's lips, reached for my phone, and answered it. "Hey babe, what's up?" I answered. "Where am I at?" "I'm still out, of course." "What?" "Dinner. Make your own. You're 20 years old." I rolled my eyes and Troy had to stifle a laugh. He took my breast into his mouth and softly sucked at it. "When am I coming home? I'm a bit drunk right now, so I might stay over at someone's house and sleep it off." "Yeah, yeah." "What?" "Milk." "No, I'm not going to pick up milk when I get home." "Ugh, you know what, you're ruining my fun right now." "What the fuck do you mean, what's that noise?" "What noise?" "You're just imagining shit." I straddled Troy and gently pushed him down. Jeff, you know what, I can't talk to you when you're like this. Make your own fucking dinner. Buy your own goddamn milk. And don't call me tonight." "No, I'm not going to come home right now, and no, I'm not telling you where I am so you can pick me up. Let me have some fun. You're suffocating me." I promptly hung up and put the phone in silent. I guess he didn't eat dinner when he was out, I scoffed, and Troy laughed a little. Thank God we never had to share our location with one another, because otherwise, Jeff will know where I'm at. I also make sure my location services are turned off, because that shit just eats up the battery. "I didn't realize he's like that," Troy softly said to me. "He knows that he's an adult, right?" "He knows, but he's still stuck in his old way. Now, I don't remember telling you to stop sucking my tits." He gladly took the other boob into his mouth and sucked and pulled at it while his hands gripped my ass tightly. I can feel his cock starting to get harder and harder against my crotch, and I couldn't help but gyrate against it. "No more blue balling?" he asked. "No more blue balling," I answered. I guess he learned his lesson from last time.